From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. Have you heard of mindfulness meditation? Meditation, or deep breathing and quiet thinking, used to be found only at spiritual places and yoga centers. But these days, mindfulness meditation can be found almost everywhere in the United States, from offices to schools, from prisons to the military. People who meditate, practice yoga, and similar exercises are sometimes called New Age. They are usually healthy eaters. Many New Age people do not eat meat. And they may follow Eastern religions, such as Taoism or Buddhism. A New Age person may talk about being in the moment, and that is at the heart of the mindfulness meditation movement, thinking about the present, not the past, and not the future. The mindfulness movement has been around for many years, but now it is being called a revolution. Supporters say this revolution may reduce tensions, stress, and improve the body, mind, and spirit. For example, think about what can be a sometimes stressful situation, a visit to the doctor, especially the dentist. Sitting in a dentist's chair can make a person feel worried and tense. You might be surprised to hear that the dentist can feel this way too. Alona Bauer is a dentist in Washington, D.C. She describes how her working environment can be tense.
So there's definitely stress. You know, you work in a small environment. It's very exact. It's very precise. Plus, you're managing the patient as a comfort. So there's great stress right there.
Ms. Bauer practices mindfulness meditation at a yoga center in Washington, D.C. to help to reduce her nervous tension or stress. Hugh Byrne has been teaching mindfulness meditation since 2000. He says being mindful is all about thinking about the present.
So as you sit here or lie here, see if you can open to whatever you're experiencing right now.
Mr. Byrne says that some forms of meditation are about clearing the mind of all thoughts. Mindfulness meditation, he says, is not. It is about being aware of the here and now. Americans work more and have less vacation time than people in most other developed countries. Daily travel to work and school can be long and difficult. The pressures of emails, texts, and social media make it harder and harder to unplug or shut off. But shutting off is part of the mindful revolution. Critics, however, say mindful meditation is a temporary popular interest, what we call a fad. They say it ignores the moral substance of the ancient Buddhist tradition of meditation. Mr. Byrne does not agree. He says mindfulness meditation is a way for anyone to reduce pressure, tension, and stress. He calls it a broad doorway.
A broad doorway for people to come in. You know, people who might say, well, I'm not really interested in Buddhism or Eastern spirituality, but I do want less stress. I do want less anxiety.
Studies show that young Americans increasingly consider themselves spiritual but not religious. Mr. Byrne says mindfulness is for them, as it is for Ms. Bauer, who grew up in the former Soviet Union. She says religion was not part of her childhood. But now she says she is thinking of trying Buddhism. And how is the stressed out dentist after half an hour of mindful meditation? Ms. Bauer says the exercise helped stop the noise, or as she puts it, chatter in her head.
It was just chatter, you know, chatter, energy, very jittery energy inside my body, tension. And now I feel like almost I'm speaking slower. My body's more relaxed. My heartbeat is slower.
And that is the VOA Learning English Health Report. I'm Ana Mateo. Do you practice some form of meditation? How do you live in the present? Or are you stressed out and need a mindfulness meditation break? Let us know in our comment section, where you can practice your written English.